Thank you for holding. Is this Robert? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Robert?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Robert. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara, about listing your company on the first page of the Google search results. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you, but did she do a good job of kind of explaining why we were giving you a call?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any questions about the listing or how it works?
No.
Okay. Well, everything we do here is month to month, Robert. We won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. We list you directly on the first page of the search results for people who are actively doing a search for their for the services that you provide. We let them call you directly. So you don't incur any like lead fees or click fees or call fees throughout the month. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The major benefit to you is that we even have a listing available. You know, if you do that search on Google, there's only a couple of guys that show up there on the first page. We only have one spot open. So once we fill that position, which we're actively looking to do, we're going down the list of qualified fencing contractors, we close out that category, and then we won't be able to work with any others. We'll be at our max capacity. So I'm sure you could see the value, though, of being listed on Google in front of your competition, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, everything's month to month. The pricing, with us building you your own .com website and then covering up to a 50-mile radius. I know you don't hit, like, Midland or Odessa, but I just kind of drew up this service area. On the low end, we'd be looking at $299 month to month. That'd be the most affordable package that I could put together when you're covering that kind of ground and we're building the website for you, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I could approve that pricing structure, I mean, you're looking at about $10 a day on a month-to-month basis in order to maintain it. I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in doing for your company, right?
Yeah.
Why'd you say it like that? I mean, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Do you want to get it rolling? I can create the account. I would need like 5 to 10 minutes to create the account, but we'd have to schedule a client interview tomorrow at a set time where we can interview you and make sure that we're listing you in the right areas and for the right services. We don't want you getting calls that would be wasting your time.
Yeah.
So yeah, if it's something you want to get going, I could start working on it right now and get it set up for you.
Okay, and how much is it going to be for at the beginning?
It's $299 to get started today, and then every month that you want to keep using it, because it's month to month, it'll be $299 moving forward. So it's a flat rate. There's no other charges included.
All right.
Want to get it going?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, Robert, you can only have one phone number there for the customers to contact you. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
No.
Okay. What number did you want to use as the business line?
Okay. Area code 432.
Okay.
263.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. 263?
Yeah. 1613.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you too, just to be triple safe. So 432-263-1613.
Yes.
Okay, and what's your last name, Robert?
Marquez.
Marquez? M-A-R-Q-U-E-Z?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then I know how to spell Robert. That's my brother's name. Yeah. I got that one. And then what's your business email address where I could send you the receipt and then everything in writing?
Okay, it's rmarquez dot bmfc at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. So rmarquez.bmfc@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's the only thing they mail you. It's called a PIN verification letter. Okay, that's how you get that little red dot on the map. Now, you only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. Even if you leave our services later, you'll still exist on Google for people to be able to find you by looking up your business name, and they'll still have all your reviews and everything. But what's the street address that I could send that Google PIN verification letter to?
There'll be 101 Northwest 2nd.
Northwest 2nd. In Big Spring?
Yes, Big Spring.
Okay, I found it. Do you want me to hide this address online?
No.
Okay, you can leave it showing for the customers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to make sure. I didn't know if you ever have people coming over there or if you're okay with it being displayed or not. Now we're going to build you a website. Are you computer savvy? Like, do you think you'd be able to send in pictures of work that you've done in the past, or do you have somebody there that might be able to help you do that?
Yeah, I've got somebody.
Okay. So I'm going to you get text messages on this number?
Do I have what?
Do you get text messages on this phone number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna send one right now. I'm gonna see if it goes through here. And this one's my direct number. So that's my phone number. And then I'm also gonna send an email address just called photos@localsplash.com. And if you can have somebody send in like maybe some before and after photos of work that you've done in the past, or you know, as much content as we can, because we're going to build you your own .com website. So we would like to have, like, real pictures of you guys up there or work that you've done in the past so customers can see what kind of work you do.
Okay.
Okay. So send them as many as you can. Tell them, I mean, it's okay. There's no limit. They could send as many as they can. Even if you don't have a few, send those in too, you know, as much as you can get. Okay. And then for that client actually, before I schedule the client interview, how do you want the hours of operation for your business listed?
8 to 5.
8 to 5? Okay. And do you go Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well? Oh, you still with me, Robert? Hello? Robert, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, we got disconnected there for a second. I know you said 8 to 5. Do you work Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends also?
No, we don't work the weekends, just Monday to Friday.
Okay. And Saturday and Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I got your business profile set up for you. Can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
No cards.
Okay, no cards. All right, submit. Okay.
Believers in this business, hardly nobody pays with a credit card.
Yeah, I mean, usually what happens from my experience, I've been doing the online marketing in this area for the last like 10 years. So I usually work with businesses in this area of Texas, even over in like the DFW area too. But usually what they'll do for bigger projects is like they'll do half up front for supplies, and then they'll do the other half on the back end once the job's completed. So that way they're not like taking money out of their own pocket, and then if they back out or something bad happens, you don't lose money. So just to kind of protect yourself. Are you licensed and insured by any chance? I know it's not required for your industry, but you do have that.
I've got liability.
Okay.
And $1 million liability on the vehicle.
Oh, okay, good. So you guys are good. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So I have everything created. For this client interview tomorrow, what's a good time to call you and walk you through that? It's pretty easy. 10 o'clock. Okay. It's all over the phone, Robert, so we won't have you jump on a computer or do anything fancy. We'll just interview you over the phone. We just want to ask you some questions about, like, the types of fences that you do, maybe the service area you cover, if there's other services that you provide. I know some of the stuff online that I've seen, you know, it's more than just fencing, right?
Yeah.
So I want to make sure we cover all your bases, and then I know already you don't want us to target, like, Midland or Odessa, but if there's any other areas, we want to make sure we get those removed, too. So,
yeah.
I'm going to have them set up to call you between 10 and 11 tomorrow. They'll shoot you a text message at about 9 o'clock just to remind you, okay? If something pops up or changes, you just give me a call. You have my direct number in there. I could always reschedule it for you.
Okay.
And then the last thing we got to do until tomorrow morning is secure your first month's payment. So how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay. Now, is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
No, my name.
Okay. So it just says Robert Marquez. Is there any middle initial on the card?
Okay. No, on the credit card, it's Bobby.
Bobby. Okay. Yeah. Let me update this. I want to make sure it matches up because it's a write-off for you, you know? And you write it off as a business expense. Okay, let me update. Okay, so Bobby Marquez. Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to? That 101?
That'd be fine.
All right, I'm ready for you.
Okay, it's a Visa.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are 4400 6663 5428 2705.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
3/27.
Okay, and there's a 3-digit code on the back.
774.
Okay. And so this payment's going to process today, January 16th, in the discounted price of $299. It's set up to renew each month on the 16th day at $299. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due so that way we could stop the billing cycle. Okay. All right. Now, we do also ask that you try to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time, which I'm sure you're capable of doing, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, obviously, just to verify, you are the owner of the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And can you please state your full name and title?
My name is Robert Marquez, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And then we also want to make sure that you're not duplicating any online listings. So if anybody contacts you regarding online marketing or advertising outside of what you already have with us or with Home Advisor by Angie's, double check with us that it's not something we're already doing for you. I tried to throw in as many additional bells and whistles as I could, like Facebook marketing and things like that, to just try to generate as many leads as possible for your company each month. So before you add anything else online, try to double check that you're not, like, duplicating anything. And I obviously don't want you paying anything more than what you have to for what you already have, okay? So I don't want when you're spending any extra money, you want to keep the overhead as low as possible. My goal here, Robert, is to maybe take you away from some of the services that you're using now. I know you got, like, Home Advisor and Angie's List and a couple of those other things online. Those guys are pay-per-lead services. So they're going to charge you for every single call, even if you don't get the job from the call. And from my experience, guys typically like having the first page placement on Google a lot better because people call them directly and they don't have to pay per lead. And I think that's ultimately going to save you money, especially around the peak time of the year, by not having to pay so many lead fees. But I think it's also going to make you a lot more money by letting people just call you directly and you not having to jump on a text message and try to chase down a lead, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it should make your life a lot easier. As long as you're answering the phone calls and then getting as good of reviews as you can, then everything will work out. Just remember that, you know, when we're putting you up there as a top recommended business, you know, if your reviews are one star, it's going to be pretty bad. It's like we're putting everything under a magnifying glass. So if you do good work, or if you've done good work in the past and we could document that, then that's going to get a lot of exposure, right? But also vice versa, if bad jobs happen, which I don't think is a concern with you. I'm not telling you that I'm worried about that at all, even the slightest bit, but I'm just letting you know. That's also really negative, because it's going to be under a magnifying glass. So if there is any issues like that, that's why we give you the direct number and extension. You can call in, and we have review monitoring. So we're always going to side with you. You know, we have to verify it's an actual customer, and we'll always try to reach a resolution with those people rather than have a negative review floating around on your name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that concludes our initial setup. You're going to receive a receipt and an outline of the agreement. They're going to come as a text message and email, so it's going to be sent over to both. If you have time to go through those and sign off the bottom of it this evening, that would be awesome. And then we're going to circle back with you tomorrow morning. I have you scheduled at 10 a.m. for the client interview, okay?
Okay.
All right. If you feel like you're missing anything, or if you have questions, comments, or concerns, I sent you my direct number, and we have 24/7 customer service. That's also on every text and email you get. So save that number. Don't hesitate to call if you need help, okay?
All right.
All right, Robert. You have a good evening. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.